BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Where's the solicitor? She said she'd be here.
She will be. Don't worry. Now, let's get your tie straightened up.
Well, Mike, that's going to make a difference.
The appearance is important. The judge needs to look at you and think...
Oh.
What?
Adam and Lillian have just walked in.
So? We've got nothing to hide.
Oh, they're looking over here.
You let them stare.
George. Mrs. Grundy, is it just the two of you?
Yeah. Why is that a problem?
Not at all. Right. Are we ready?
Ready as we'll ever be, aren't we, George?
Yeah.
So, you remember what I explained about the proceedings? You'll be given over to the court officials in a moment, George, and they'll be with you until they're ready for us in court. Have you brought a bag with some basic...
Yeah, here it is.
Good. The judge has got all the various statements. Oh, and there's someone who's down to read their own victim personal statement.
Oh, that'll be Alice.
No, she's not coming.
How do you know?
I just do.
Ah, it's Fallon Rogers.
Fallon? You mean she'll be in there?
That's right.
I'll be right there, George.
Now, do you have any questions? Either of you?
George? Mum? Excuse me a sec, Sharon. It's not a good idea you being here, and it's your birthday.
Oh, who cares? I can hardly stay away, can I? Where is everyone?
George didn't want anyone here, and I said I'd keep you posted.
I'm sorry, Emma. But I did not convince you to tell the truth so that you and George could face this day alone. He's my grandson, and you're my daughter. I'm staying, that's it.
Mrs. Grundy, I'm about to take George through.
What, right now?
Yes.
So, if he's sent down, will I see him again before they take him to young offenders?
No. He'll be taken straight down from the courtroom to the cells and then processed and sent to the Young Offenders Institution from there.
That's if you're sent down. There's nothing to say you won't get a suspended sentence or community service.
You're right. It is possible.
We're due a miracle, aren't we, love?
Fingers crossed, eh?
I just,
I'll give you a moment.
Right. So, don't forget your bag. It's just the basics, they don't allow much, but...
Mum.
Yes, love.
Thanks for coming with me today.
Where else would I be?
And for trying. I know you tried.
There's no thanks necessary, George. You're my boy.
Look after Mum, will you, Nana?
Oh, of course I will. And George, I love you.
Right then. I'll see you on the other side. Sharon?
I hate this, Mum.
Hard as it is, love. This is what facing up to it looks like. Come on. Very well.
Therefore, my lord, the actions of Mr. George Grundy cannot simply be seen in the light of one mistake made in haste. They are a series of calculated lies designed to extricate himself from a situation for which he was responsible, while implicating a vulnerable woman with a young child. And as you will have seen in her personal victim statement, this resulted in Ms. Carter's addiction to alcohol worsening, directly affecting her ability to parent her child of only 3 years. Yet Mr. Grundy remained silent. I would draw my lord's attention to each of the victim statements now, from the night of the crash, describing how deeply disturbing and harrowing it was. Mr. Michael Fadmore, terrified as his partner, Ms. Joy Horville, was knocked unconscious during the crash. And now, my lord, we will hear from Ms. Fallon Rogers, who will read her personal victim statement.
Jolene's here.
She must have come for Fallon. She wasn't here before. Look at his face, Mum. I don't know how he's going to get through this.
Oh, he's stronger than you think, love.
Then I was lying there on the bank of the Am, looking at this young friend He'd gone back into the horrible black water alone. For me. I felt so grateful to George. And I thought it would end there. But it didn't. When I found out it was Alice, also my friend, driving the car, that fact alone was a challenge for my husband and me. Then we found out I was pregnant. And just as suddenly, I wasn't anymore. I don't know if that was definitely down to the accident, but my husband believes it was. And he always will. Through that time, I've watched my strong, capable friend, Alice Carter, unraveling, isolating herself from everyone who cares for her because she thought she didn't deserve any better. Then the truth finally came out and my world got shaken up again. I was back in the car, in the dark, with everything on its head and filling up with water. The person who saved me was the reason I was trapped in the first place.
Alan.
He didn't dive back into that water to save me because he cared. He did it because he knew it was his doing.
Oh.
Quiet, please.
I still can't sleep. I can't really be myself around my husband, not properly, not yet. And I can't work with a friend and colleague who I miss very much because George is her son.
Sorry.
Quiet in the dock, please.
That's it. That's it.
So I'll update you as soon as I know. Okay, bye, love.
Emma?
Fallon. Oh, that must have been difficult.
Well, it can't have been easy for you, hearing it.
No, it wasn't.
There's Mum. I better go.
Yeah, of course.
I hope you find today manageable.
Me too.
I see you.
He is sorry. He's really, really sorry.
I know. I saw it in his face. But what happened still happened.
Yeah. There's no hiding from that.
No. I'll see you.
Emma, they're going back in. It's the defence's turn.
Once in the car approaching Haydon Bridge, an inebriated Ms. Carter fought to open the passenger door of the moving vehicle. And in preventing her from doing so, George lost sight of the road for a fateful moment. At this point, my lord, he did not flee the scene, which he could easily have done. Instead, he immediately called the emergency services, raced down to the river, and proceeded to help save all three souls from drowning. Indeed, he returned from Miss Rogers, alone and exhausted, into the darkness of the river, risking his own life. His intention? To help. My lord, George Grundy made one poor choice that night out of fear and inexperience. Every other choice was intended to help. Pat Archer of Bridge Farm, where Mr. Grundy works, described him as an asset to the farm, always ready to take on any task, however physically taxing. And we must not forget that before someone else was punished for his mistake, supported by his family, he owned up and pleaded guilty. My lord, this was a first offence. Does he deserve to be incarcerated at this young age? For a poor choice made in a panicked situation where most adults would lose their cool. Is that the best course for this young man's future?
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
Sharon said he was. Oh, please, God, let the judge agree.
George Grundy. Having considered all the evidence provided, I believe that on the night of the 5th of May, 2024... you found Alice Carter in her car, too drunk to drive. I believe you intended to bring her safely home and prevent any potential danger caused by her drunken state. I believe the witness statements, who were clear about how determined you were to save the three victims trapped in a car in the river. However, to have the presence of mind after the rescue, to go back to Miss Carter's car, to move her from the passenger seat into the driving seat, which also takes strength and determination, was a conscious act of deception, unquestionably aimed at saving yourself and implicating Miss Carter and later Harry Chilcott. Had you owned up to the truth, so much suffering of the victims in this case would have been prevented. This, I believe, is not a matter to be overlooked. Please stand. George Grundy, the sentence I pass upon you is, for the charge of dangerous driving, 1 year. And for the charge of perverting the course of justice, 2 years. To be served concurrently. Take him down.
No!
It's okay, Mum.
Okay, so I've got all your paperwork. You'll be sent to Handale.
Where?
I'm sorry, George. This doesn't happen often. But there's no space in any of the young offenders' institutions, so you're being sent to...
No, no way.
An adult prison.
Why? What do you mean no space? Can't I wait till there's a place free?
That's not how it works, I'm afraid. It's not as bad as it sounds, George.
Well, isn't it? What would you know?
You'll be in an adult facility, but you will be on a wing reserved for inmates 21 and under. You won't be around the adult inmates.
But they can't do this.
I'm afraid they can, and they do. Look, the paperwork's done. They'll transport you to Handale soon. I'm going to leave now.
Listen, my mum is going to flip when she hears where I'm going, yeah? So tell her... Tell her I was okay about it. Tell her I'm going to be okay.
I will. Good luck, George.
Yeah.